This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, welcome to the Market Adventures Podcast. This is your host, Alex Cunningham, and yeah, we had a crazy week last week. If you were involved in the markets at all, or even if you just took a look on your phone while you were at work or while you were on the road, all you saw was red, right, for a straight week. It didn't matter where you looked. I mean, you could look at energy, right? You could look at gas and see some green, but for the most part, everything you looked at was red. Cryptos, stocks, commodities, everything. People were just selling. So that leads a lot of people to believe or to question or inquire. If you even check YouTube, it's probably the most popular video and headline you're going to see. Bear market, right? Is this a bear market? Are we into a bear market? And this happens all the time whenever you see sell-offs. Is it a bear market? Well, let's look at that, right? Technically, no, right? Because a bear market is defined as 20% from the highs. Right now, we are 14%, which is technically a market correction, right? Market corrections are 10%. Bear markets are defined when the market goes down 20%. And right now, we're in a correction, which is healthy and normal. Could it keep going? Absolutely. If you look at the technicals, just looking at the charts, we closed at a new low. That's a pretty convincing volume and candle. So we could very much go lower. There is not a lot of anything out there that says we're going to stop going any lower or that we've reached a bottom. Nobody knows what's going to happen next, but we can't rule out either one. But right now, right in this very moment, it's not a bear market, but we could be heading towards one. Now, personally, just to be honest, I've been trading a lot. To the downside, right? Trading very volatile stocks and just trading the S&P 500 to the downside and taking profits early, even though the broader market is going down, you never know. So with the volatility, taking profits early and often, but I've also been buying, right? So with this 40% down, everybody's portfolio is down, everybody's portfolio is down. So if you are a beginner and you just started buying stocks, do not be worried because your portfolio is red. Everybody's is red. Doesn't matter who you are. With that said, I've been buying a lot of companies, but mostly companies that I know and interact with, right? Because those are the companies, if they've been selling off, I've been wanting to buy them, but I didn't want to buy them at a certain price. Now they're lower, I'm more inclined to buy them because I've always wanted to. So this week, I'll be doing much of the same. We do have a big event on Wednesday. The Federal Reserve has to make its interest rates, and I'm pretty sure a lot of market analysts and big-time traders have priced in a half percent rise. Could you see a triple? Yes. Could you see less than a half? Yes. I don't know what is going to make people turn bullish, and I don't really care, really. I'm not going to try to anticipate what happens after this event. I'm just going to wait and see if the fundamental change or the fundamental continuation matches up with the technical change or technical continuation. And then you move from there, right? You don't have to predict anything. You don't have to interpret. You don't have to analyze anything. People get their MBAs and work on Wall Street to do that. Let them do that. We'll just look at the charts and see what does momentum, what does market sentiment say to us based on the charts. And we'll go based on that. Now, this will impact, right, and I just mentioned it briefly, it does impact how a lot of traders and investors are going to move their money, so it is important to watch. Regardless of what we're going to do after, it is important to see what happens in that moment and what the decision is. Now, here are the stocks I've been buying and selling. I bought Starbucks, 3M, Apple, Netflix, JP Morgan, Facebook's, and I bought an ETF that matches China's large cap stocks. Now, these are not surprises, right? You know most of them. You know Starbucks. If you've seen construction around, you know 3M, you know Apple, you know Netflix, you know JP Morgan, you know Facebook. And you don't know China large cap stocks, but you know China. China's been really beat up. Right, China's been really beat up for the last couple of months. And this particular ETF is at a low for like the last 5-10 years. So I noticed that China said that they're going to ease their clampdown on tech stocks, which is what has led to most of their growth. So the FXI did gap up 2 days in a row, and it'll probably keep moving to the upside to some degree. It is going to get weighed down by the U.S., but you have basically you're betting on China not being not declining anymore, right? Their economy not moving in the opposite direction. I'll take that bet, especially if it's at an all-time low. I'll take that bet. China's not going to sit down there. Not being a world power, is not going to sit down there that long. So I'm going to take that. But besides that one, you know all the other ones. Facebook. Everybody uses Facebook. If you don't think you use Facebook, if you use Instagram, you use Facebook. If you don't think you use Facebook, if you use WhatsApp, you use Facebook. Facebook is everywhere. A lot of the businesses, people, individuals, whatever, market themselves on Facebook. Facebook's making ad revenue money. Facebook's not going anywhere, right? They're not MySpace. They're well capitalized. They're not going anywhere. Facebook is low. I bought Facebook. JP Morgan, I can't drive around without passing by JP Morgan every other block, right? I use JP Morgan every single day. So I'm going to get JP Morgan if it's cheap. Netflix, I use Netflix every day. I'm going to get it if it's cheap. They lost some subscribers, which is fine. But they also have a huge pot of subscribers that they're not accessing with people trading, using each other's passwords. They're not monetizing their platform, and they're already creating, they're still creating original content, and they're really not borrowing money to do it. So with that, controlling their expenses, with having an untapped amount of money that they can tap into and an unrealized potential for adding ads to the platform, there's a lot of upside for Netflix, in my opinion. But even if none of that pans out, I'm not selling Netflix because I own Netflix. I use it. I don't plan on ever not using it. Apple, I own Apple. I have Apple devices, and I believe in the Apple business model. They're a little high. I hope they come down. But even if they don't come down, it's nice to own a piece of something that you already own, which has been big for me. With a lot of the companies that I've bought, I use the product, but I didn't own the stock. I'm trying to eliminate that. I'm trying to own a piece of every single company that I use. So Apple, even though it's high and hasn't come down the way I wanted it to, I want to own it because I own it. And that should be a goal for everybody, in my opinion. And Starbucks. I like Starbucks. I haven't been there in a while, but my girlfriend likes Starbucks. I know people who like Starbucks. Starbucks is always busy, right? Besides Chick-fil-A, longest lines, most consistent lines. I like Starbucks. They're not going anywhere, and their price is really low. And like I said, or I might not have said it, all the stocks that I mentioned, all the companies I mentioned, they all have increasing sales per share, right? So they're selling fine, right? They're selling more per share than they were before. And it does help their share values coming down, but still. And they all have positive earnings, right? So these are all great companies. Now, if you saw Warren Buffett's annual meeting, even he's buying a lot this year, right? This quarter, he's bought a lot of stocks and increased his position all over the place. We knew that though, right? Because he's known best for his quotes, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. The last 2 years, people were greedy and he wasn't really as active. But now that people are fearful, here comes Warren Buffett to buy as much as he can. So not uncharacteristic, but if he's successful in doing it and he's in his 90s, maybe we should try it too. That's why I'm buying. I did sell some positions and I did sell out of them and some guy cut in half. I sold Wells Fargo, Uber, ARK, and WBD. That is a spinoff from AT&T that includes their media section. You got those shares for free. If you owned AT&T stock, you got WBD shares for free. I didn't want them. So I sold Wells Fargo, Uber, ARK, and WBD completely. I cut my IBM position in half. I cut my Coca-Cola position in half. And I cut my old position in half, securing some profits because I bought those a year ago or 2 years ago. The profits are good. Secured some profits and also just kind of rebalancing the portfolio. When I sold those, I added to the Netflixes, JP Morgan's, Facebook, those that have been beaten down, which is what you're supposed to do. So, yeah, that's been me. I've been quiet, but I've been busy. I got to get more into the Twitter and the Discord, getting you guys out plays and stuff. If you have any questions, you know how to reach me. I'm easily accessible. You can see me on the Twitter. I'll post being funny and social because the market right now is literally hilarious. And I spend a lot of time just scrolling through Twitter, the people I follow on there. Money Twitter, and they just make memes, and it's fun. It's a good time. So if you don't have Money Twitter, get on Money Twitter. And what that means is follow influencers that talk about growth and money and mindset and making the best of yourself and are not just trying to sell you something. Follow those people, because on the journey that we've all chosen to take here together, which is financial freedom, you're going to want to see people who are doing it and see the mindset that is around it, right? The mindset that you need to get to where you need to be. But that's it. I'm done rambling. That's it for this episode. If you like the content, remember to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or both, share the show on your social media so we can continue to grow as a community. Until we speak again, remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's financial challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.